WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and if you're anything like me, you've probably tripped up a few times in life. You know that feeling when you make a mistake, and it feels like this giant weight just settles on your shoulders? It can be tough to shake off, right? Well, today we're diving into something really important, the power of self-forgiveness and letting go. Now, I'm not talking about ignoring your mistakes or pretending they didn't happen. That's like sweeping dirt under the rug, it doesn't actually make it disappear. What I'm talking about is learning to be kind to yourself, acknowledging your missteps without beating yourself up over them. Because holding on to past regrets and mistakes can actually hold you back from moving forward and living your best life. Here are 5 key takeaways that might just change the way you think about forgiveness. First off, everyone makes mistakes, seriously, it's part of being human. Think of your favorite athletes, musicians, even historical figures. They've all stumbled, fallen, and probably messed up more times than you can count. The difference is how they dealt with those moments. Did they let them define them? Or did they learn from them and keep going? Remember, a mistake doesn't have to be the end of your story. It can be a stepping stone to something even better. Second, dwelling on past mistakes keeps you stuck in the past. Ever feel like you're replaying that one embarrassing moment over and over in your head? It's exhausting. When you let go of guilt and resentment, you free up mental energy to focus on what truly matters, the present moment and creating a brighter future. Third, self-forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior. It's about acknowledging that we all make mistakes and choosing to move forward with compassion for ourselves. Think of it like this. Would you treat your best friend the way you sometimes treat yourself after a slip-up? Probably not. So why wouldn't you extend the same kindness and understanding to yourself? Fourth, forgiving yourself can actually be liberating. It takes courage to acknowledge our imperfections and choose to move on. But once you do, it's like lifting a heavy weight off your shoulders. You feel lighter, freer, and more able to embrace life with open arms. And finally, remember that forgiveness isn't always easy. It takes time, practice, and often a little bit of self-compassion. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and don't be afraid to seek support from loved ones or a therapist if you need it. Picture this. You're at a party, feeling confident and having a great time. Then, suddenly, you trip over your own feet, sending your drink flying all over someone. Your face turns crimson, you stammer an apology, and everyone stares. Ever been there? We've all experienced those cringeworthy moments, the ones that make us want to disappear into thin air. But here's the thing. Instead of letting that moment define you, think about how you respond to it. Do you dwell on it for days, replaying the scene in your head over and over? Or do you take a deep breath, offer a genuine apology, and move on? Remember, everyone makes mistakes, even the most seemingly perfect people. It's what we do after those mistakes that truly matters. By choosing to forgive ourselves and learn from our experiences, we can turn those embarrassing moments into valuable lessons and continue to grow as individuals. So, let's recap. Self-forgiveness isn't about forgetting your mistakes, it's about acknowledging them, learning from them, and choosing to move forward with compassion for yourself. It takes courage, but the rewards are immense: freedom from the past, a lighter heart, and the ability to embrace life with greater joy and authenticity. Remember, you are worthy of love, forgiveness, and happiness. And by practicing self-forgiveness, you're taking a giant step towards creating a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with letting go of past mistakes? What's your biggest takeaway from today's episode? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep the conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you never miss a new episode. Until next time, stay strong, stay stoic, and keep moving forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.